This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. A strong knowledge base is key to navigating a difficult economy. We'll have more from Severson Striggy right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
As the threat of potential tariffs looms, the economic outlook is uncertain. Many people are attempting to make financial plans that will hopefully help navigate market volatility. However, Matt Roberts, Chief Planning Officer at Severson Striggy, said a disciplined approach is key to managing those potential economic risks.
You know, through those tariffs that did ultimately get imposed in his first term, the markets did really well. And it didn't have that dramatic impact on investments that everybody thought it would. One example is U.S. Steel Corporation. They did impose steel tariffs on imports in his first term. Leading up to the tariffs, the stock price for U.S. Steel Corporation went up to $40 a share. It had been kind of floundering for years up until that point. Now, at the end of his term, it was back to $5 a share. And so what you think may happen because of tariffs isn't always what ultimately plays out, because there's many more factors other than tariffs. They're just a small piece of the ultimate picture that we see.
Robert said it's important to make a financial plan that you can stick to in the long run.
So we want to be diversified across many markets, not just the U.S. We want to have international investments, and we don't want to forget about fixed income as well, or bonds. And one side effect of these tariffs is that inflation is kind of sticking around a little longer than maybe we thought it would, and it's keeping interest rates elevated, so fixed income investments are paying a little higher interest than they have over the last decade. So just having that well-rounded portfolio.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.